じゃあアンジュを迎えましょう。
Hi, good morning.
皆さんおはようございます。
Today is the last day of 2017.
2017年の一番最後の日です。
So let's stop and reflect a little bit on how we spent our life. Did we really make it count for Jesus? Let's ask ourselves three questions.
まあ、自分の人生が
Okay, our three questions are, first of all, have we been faithful in taking out time alone with Jesus to talk with Him, to hear Him speak to us? So all of us, let's meditate now on our own lives. And let's ask ourselves, have I been faithful every day taking out time to be alone with Jesus?
まあ皆さん、まずあの去年のことをこの1年間ですね、2017年のことを少し振り返って考えて、あのこの1年間、私たちはあのちょっとあの考えて、毎日、イエス様との祈りの時間をどのぐらい私たちがあの取ったでしょうか。
The next question, the second question is, have I been faithful every day in taking out time?To meditate on the word of God.
またあの毎日あの御言葉を読んで黙想することをあの私が忠実にそれも実行してきたでしょうか。
At least a small passage every day.
せめて、ね、聖書の小さなあの箇所でもゆっくり考えたでしょうか。
And the third question is, have I been faithfully speaking of Jesus to other people?
で3番目の質問が私がイエス様の愛を忠実に他の人たちにも伝えているでしょうか。
Have I won anybody for Jesus this whole year?
この1年間の間に誰かをイエス様に導いたでしょうか。
Maybe you're thinking, I didn't do so well.
まあもしかすると自分が、いや、自分があまり、よくそれが伝えなかったかもしれません。
But God is good. You're here and you're alive. And we're going to start a new year.
しかし、神様が本当に素晴らしいお方で、皆さんが新しいチャンスが与えられて、これから新しい一年が始まります。
I believe that not one person's going to leave here the same way.
今日は本当に一人も同じ状態で今日帰ることはないと信じています。
But you're going to be decided that your life is going to count for Jesus in 2018.
この2018年においては自分の人生が本当にイエス様に役に立つと決心すると信じています。
We just got done celebrating Christmas, which is one of the greatest events of history.
まあ今クリスマスを祝ったばかりで、もう本当に歴史の中で一番大きなイベントの一つです。
That's when God sent His Son from those beautiful mansions in heaven to come to earth and just live a simple life.
もう天の父様がこの本当に最高の美しい天国からその自分の一人子をこの世に使わせてくださって、本当に素朴な人生をここで過ごしました。
And to fulfill a mission.
そして自分がこのミッションが与えられて
to suffer and to die for us.
私たちのために苦しんで死ぬためにイエス様が来てくださいました。
Let's read 1 Peter 2:21.
第1ペトロ2章21節を読みします。あなた方が召されたのは実にそのためです。キリストもあなた方のために苦しみを受け、その足跡に従おうとしてにしてあなた方に模範を残されました。
私た
ちもそのキリストのために苦しむことに使命を受けていると知っていましたか。
Most Christians don't seem to understand that suffering is part of our calling.
多くのクリスチャンたちが私たちの使命の一部にも苦しみがあるとは、なかなか理解していないような気がします。
But what happened to Jesus? He suffered, but he got the reward. And when we suffer for Jesus, we will get the reward also.
しかし、イエス様のように、イエス様ももちろん苦しんだんだけど、でも後で素晴らしく報われたように、私たちも苦しみがあるけども、でも後で素晴らしい報いも約束されています。
Let's read Matthew 26:15.
マタイ26の15節を読みます。こうイエス様 の、 言葉ですね。これごめんなさい、これがユダとユダとこの祭司長たちの話ですね。こういった彼とイエス様のことですね。彼をあなた方に売るとしたら一体いくらくれますか。すると彼らは銀貨30枚を彼に支払った。
Did you know that the Almighty God, the creator that created the whole universe, was sold for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave?
皆さんちょっと想像してください。この宇宙を創造した方が奴隷の値段で売られたんです。
In Exodus 21:32 we see that the price of a slave, if a slave got killed, they had to pay 30 pieces. And that's what they...
読むとやっぱり奴隷の値段は同じ値段だったと分かります、ね、
And that's the value they gave to Jesus.
それがイエス様に与えられた価値です。
But we must understand something.
しかしこれがぜひ皆さん理解してほしいんです。
That when we are in God's will and we are God's children,
私たちが神の子供となって神の御心を通り生きているなら、
Absolutely nothing, nothing can harm us.
もう何も害は一切私たちにはないです。
The best example is Jesus himself.
それが一番最高の例はイエス様ご自身です。
God even used Satan, thinking Satan thought, "Oh, now I killed Jesus. He's dead. I won."
サタンはこのイエス様が死んだ時に、サタンがね、もう私が勝ったと思っただろうね。
But that was in God's plans.
しかしイエス様が死ぬことが神のご計画だった。
Right from the beginning of creation, when Adam and Eve sinned.
まあ、アダムとエバが一番最初にこの罪を犯したときに、
Right at the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis 3:15, we have the first promise of Jesus.
この創世記の3章15節ですね。聖書の一番最初のところから、もうイエス様のことが約束されています。
So soon as people sinned, God gave a solution. He already had a solution.
だから人間が罪を犯したら、神様がもうすでにそのご計画があって、その解決も与えてくださいました。
And then what happened?
その後にはどうなったでしょう?
The greatest tragedy of the whole universe.
宇宙の最悪の悲劇は
became the greatest triumph of the whole universe.
宇宙の最高の勝利となった。
So, hallelujah! When we are in God's will,We will have a life of adventure.
神の御心通りで生きてるなら、もう人生は本当に素晴らしい冒険となります。
My dad has a message entitled "The Adventure of Adversity."
手に召された私たちの父が、こういう試練の中の冒険というメッセージはいつもよく話してたんです。
We can face when we face all of our adversities, no matter what it is.The Bible way, we will have an adventurous life here with Jesus on earth.
どんな試練があっても、イエス様と共に歩んでるなら、まあ、必ずそれがいいものに変えられるからです。
So we don't have to be afraid of adversity.
だから試練は怖くないです。
Because absolutely everything, God will work it out for good when we're serving Him.
イエス様に仕えてるなら、もうどんなことがあっても必ずいいものに変えられるからです。
Look what he does. He gets the negative.
イエス様がいつもこのマイナスの部分を
Anything negative that might happen in our life.
どんな、It's negative. どんな否定的なことでも
Through the cross of Jesus, it becomes positive.
クリストの十字架によってそのマイナスは全部プラスになります。
So,What now do we have to be sure though that we are loving God and we are in His will so that this will happen always in our life?
しかしそれが必ずそうなるためには私たちやっぱり天の父様本当に愛し天の御心に天の父様の御心通りに生きていることなら必ずそうなります。
So how can we be sure of this?
でもそうなるためには必ず自分が御心通り歩んでいるというどのようにそういう確信を持てるでしょうか?
How can we be sure? There's three ways.
これがこの3つのことを実行すればそういう確信を持てます。
So we want to be in touch with God every day.
まず毎日天の父様とのその親しいコミュニケーションを持つことです。
We know what His Word says. We have to have His Word each day.
もう毎日このイエス様の御言葉を大事にして。
When the people went through the desert those 40 years,
あのイスラエル人が40年間あのそのアラのこの砂漠を、
the people of God when they were going, the people of God when they were going from Egypt to the Promised Land.
エジプトからあの約束の地に向かっていた時に、
and God would have their bread, the manna, fall each day from heaven for them to eat.
毎朝あの天からの、まあ、パンというのようなものがあの神様からあの降られて、そしてそれで毎朝体が皆さん拾ったんですね。
They couldn't save that bread, that manna, from one day to the next. They needed it fresh every day.
でもそのマナはあの次の日のためには集めることできなかったんですね。その日の分だけ集めることができた。
And that's what we need, is God's word fresh every single day of our life. Because He has something special for you that day. And so He will speak to you and prepare you for that day. It's fresh, it's new, it's alive. God's word is alive.
神様の言葉も同じように、あの日々、毎日あの私がこの神様からもらうことが必要です。
So for us to be sure that all of our adversities, everything that goes wrong in our lives is for our good, we have to be in these three, doing these three things.
だから私たちも毎日このどんなことでも必ずいいものに変えるためにこの3つのことをあの実行しているならもうその確信を持てます。
have to be connected with him,
神様とのコミュニケーションを持って
with his word every day in our life,
言葉をゆっくり毎日考えて
and also obedient to him, being led by his Holy Spirit.
そして日々聖霊の導きに聞き従うことです。
He has a very special plan for each life.
ここに集まっている一人一人のためにイエス様が特別なご計画があります。
And we will only fulfill that special mission that he has for you if we are in the center of his will for our life.
そして神様の御心の真ん中にいるなら必ずその神のご計画を果たすことできます。
So many Christians are not in the center of God's will.
多くの人たちが神様の御心の真ん中にはいない。
So we need to be sure that we are every day doing this, connected with God in His Word and obedient to His leading, so that we can be in His perfect plan for us.
でもこの3つのことを日々実行しているならもう大丈夫です。
So what happened is that we want to emphasize the very last commandment that Jesus gave before He went to heaven. What was it?
イエス様が天に帰る一番最後の戒めは何だったかと皆さんあの分かりますか？
Matthew 28:18-20
マタイの28の18節から20節です。
ちょ
っとお読みします。イエスは近づいてきて彼らにこう言われた。私には天においても地においても一切の権威が与えられています。それゆえあなた方は言ってあらゆる国の人々を弟子としなさい。そして父子聖霊の御名によってバプテスマを授け、また私があなた方に命じておいてすべてのことを守るように彼らを教えなさい。見よ、私は世の終わりまでいつもあなた方と共にいます。
Are you doing this?
皆さんはあのこの御言葉を実行しているでしょうか？
God is going to hold us accountable. Someday we're going to have to tell, He's going to require from us if we've been faithful in preaching the gospel to everybody.
いつか私たちもイエス様の前に出て、あの、このことについて、あの、報告しないといけないんですね。
Now how can we be faithful?
でも、忠実になるためにはどうしたらいいでしょうか?
Through praying for missionaries and for missionary work for people that are unsaved.
まあまだあの福音がまだ届けられてない人たちのためにまた宣教師たちのために祈ることです。
Through giving of our finances.
また経済的にその協力する。
To reach the unsaved people.
それがその経済的にそのあの宣教の働きにを援助する。
And going there ourselves.
一番いいことはやっぱり自分自身がその福音を届けに行くんです。
Like my dad, he left Brazil. He left the United States, went to Brazil.
例えばあの私の両親がブラジルからアメリカからブラジルに行ったんですね。
Tim, Christine, that are here, left Brazil and came to Japan.
Tim と Christine もあのブラジルから日本に行きました。
And Becky and Jeff that go around the world preaching the gospel.
またジェフとベッキーがいろんな国に回っています。
And so we're all involved in missionary work. Why? Because we love Jesus.
まあ、イエス様を愛しているから私がこのクリストのことを人々に伝えています。
I grew up in a home where I was very privileged because my father and mother always wanted to witness to everybody.
まあ、私たちの家庭の中にはあの私の両親がいつもできるだけ大勢の人々にイエス様のことをいつも伝えようとしていました。
But I didn't realize the seriousness of evangelization to everybody until I studied in a Bible school in Germany.
しかしドイツある機会が与えられてドイツであのバイブルスクールに行くまではそのクリストを伝えるそういう責任のあの大切さがまだよく分からなかったんです。
There I learned Ezekiel 3:18. We are to preach the gospel of Jesus. Here, let's just mention. Jesus, after he resurrected from the dead, before he went to heaven, he told his disciples all the time that they should preach the gospel, they should make disciples, they should baptize, they should teach everything that he taught.That's all he was talking about. Every time he met with his disciples, Jesus was telling them to preach the gospel.
イエス様が復活した後に、弟子たちにも何回もですね、もうこれから全世界に行って福音を述べ伝えるように、もう次々あの伝えました。
What was most in his heart is that we would be faithful, faithful witnesses for Jesus, wherever we are, wherever we go, and we speak of him, that we go where he wants us to go, and speak of his good news.
まあ、イエス様がやっぱり次々あのその言葉を伝えてほしかったんですね。
So, I was telling you how that when I was in Europe, I realized that this commandment that Jesus gave is so serious because...of what Ezekiel 3:18 tells us. And 33:8 says the very same thing.
Ezekiel の3章の18節にはこう書いてあります。あとであの33章にも全く同じ言葉があるんですね。ちょっと皆さんスクリーンを見てください。私が悪者にあなたは必ず死ぬという時、もしあなたが彼に警告を与えず、悪者に悪の道から離れて生き延びるように語って警告しないなら、その悪者は自分の不義のために死ぬ。そして私は彼の血の責任をあなたに問う。
So every contact that we have is a divine contact that God has given us. Did you know that?
私たちがこの誰と出会っても、そのことは偶然ではないんですね。
Since everything in our life is important to him, all the details, then everybody that comes in contact with us is by God.
この自分の人生の中で、どんな細かいことでも神様は関心があるので、だからどんな出会いでも神様との計画の中に入っています。
I go around with tracks always in my purse, and I like purses.That have a zipper on the outside because it makes it easier to get the track real easily.
私のハンドバッグにいつもトラクトが入って、あのすぐ出せるようなハンドバッグをいつも選ぶんですね。
But it's also important that we take out time to explain to people how they can become a Christian.
ただこのイエス様のことをよく説明することもあのすごく大切ですね。
So let's see the different ways that we can evangelize.
じゃあ今度いろんな方法であの私たちがあの、which one did you want me to go to?
the 12, 12, 8.
Go back. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we can evangelize in our schools.
自分の学校でイエス様のことを伝えることができます。
In cells, in little Bible studies that we have in our homes.
いろんな小グループですね。自分の家のセールグループでも、いろんな集まりで。
In the prison.
刑務所でも。
In the hospitals.
病院でも。
When we're with our friends doing things.
友達と一緒にいろんな活動をしているときに。
And at work also.
また会社の関係も。
Everywhere we go. Be a witness for Jesus.
またただイエス様のことを伝えることができます。
So hallelujah. Then when we really realize that God is going to require from us the blood of people that we met and we didn't tell about Jesus, then we really need to know that we've got to evangelize.
まあだから自分がその伝えなければその人のことが私に後で問われるということが分かればやっぱりその責任がとても大きいですね。
The Apostle Paul was one of the greatest missionaries ever.
あの使徒パウロがあの一番偉大な宣教師の一人でした。
So much so that the pastor of the what was the largest church in the world, which there in South Korea, he put his name after Paul. He said, Paul Yonggi Cho.
韓国の、ね、世界一の一番大きなこの純福音教会がその牧師の元の牧師もやっぱりそのパウロのことを狙ってたので自分の名前もパウロと選んだんですね。
My dad wanted to be a missionary like the Apostle Paul too.
私たちの父もパウロをと同じようになろうとしたんです。
And he lived Ezekiel 3:18. You know, it's repeated because it's so important. And then 33:8 says the very same thing that God is going to require the blood of those people that we didn't tell about Jesus.
だから私たちの父もやっぱりこのエゼキエルのメッセージがすごくはっきりしているのでそれをとても大事にして生きていました
。Apostle Paul said, I am free of your blood. When he would preach a gospel and they would not accept Jesus, he'd say, I am free of your blood.
スト・パウロも人々に福音を伝えてでもその人たちが拒んだ場合はもう私たちはあなたの地位に対する責任はないと言いました。
We see this in Acts 18:6 and also 20:25-27.
人の働きの18章の6節にも、また20章の25節から27節にもそれが書いてあります。
Let's see 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15.
第2コリント5章14節と15節をちょっと今見ます。こう書いてあります。というのはキリストの愛が私たちを取り囲んでいるからです。私たちはこう考えました。一人の人が全ての人のために死んだ以上、全ての人が死んだのです。またキリストが全ての人のために死なれたのは、生きている人々がもはや自分のためにではなく、自分のために死んで蘇った方のために生きるためなのです。
Jesus lived for us. Jesus is right now also praying for us, interceding for us. And he died for us.
私たちのために生きていて死んでくださった。また今もイエス様が私のために取りなししてくださっています。
The least we can do is live for him. It's a privilege and a responsibility.
だからもう私たちがせめてイエス様のために生きることが私たちの素晴らしい特権と責任です。
So when I learned that God is going to ask for the blood of the people that I didn't talk about Jesus, I was in Europe, and they have a lot of trains there for transportation, just like you do here in Japan.
日本と同じようにヨーロッパにもたくさん皆さんが電車に乗るんですね。そしてある時にこういうことがありました。
And so I went and I talked to a lady, but
その中である女性に声かけ。
In a train. Yeah. But it did not turn out good though. Because I did it. The secret for evangelism. Is to be led by the Spirit.With love and perseverance.
愛と忍耐を持って聖霊によって導かれることはこの
That's a secret. When you evangelize, it's not you doing it, but Jesus and God, you letting them do it, Him do it through you. And you do it in love, because we love God because He first loved us. And we need to persevere. We can't give up on people. Sometimes at first they won't want it, but then later on they will. So can you repeat it with
them?
So later on, I was in a great big airplane, and there weren't very many passengers. I had nobody sitting by me. But I knew I had to evangelize. So I said, okay, God, you just do it through me. So I got up and I went and I talked with the lady, but this time it was God doing it through me. It ended up so good, we kept in touch, and later on she even sent me a present when I graduated from the university. There's nothing to be ashamed about when we evangelize, because we are offering them the best present of all, the present of salvation. The present of salvation. Yeah, the very best of all present. There's no better present that you can offer to people than the present of salvation. And then we need to remember that we are children of the King. We are princesses and prince. So when you know who you are, that makes evangelization real easy. And when we really love God, we don't want to see people go to hell. God did not make hell for people. Hell was made for the Satan and the angels that were expelled from heaven.
So, 火の池は悪魔と天からその追い出された悪霊、もともとは天使だけど、この悪霊となった人たち、その存在のために火の池が作られたと聖書、イエス様がおっしゃいました。
But when people reject Jesus or they don't even know about Jesus, they won't go to heaven because you need Jesus to be able to go to heaven. So when we really love God, we're going to love people. We don't want them to go to hell. So if we love God and if we know who we are, evangelization is real easy. But it's very important that people understand that they need Jesus. You don't throw a lifesaver to somebody who's just enjoying the water and swimming around and having fun in the water.
誰かが例えば皆さんちょっと想像してください。誰かが楽しく泳いでるところに自分がその人を救おうと行くのが変でしょう。
You throw a lifesaver to somebody who's just about to drown.
でも溺れてる時に救おうとするとやっぱり相手がすごくありがたい。
So when you go to evangelize, you have to help that person to realize that they need Jesus.
だからキリストのことを伝える時にはまずその相手がキリストが必要だと理解しないといけない。
So once, some years ago, I was teaching English here in Japan.
何年前にですね、英語をここ日本で教えてた。
And in my class, there was only one student.
英会話のクラスには生徒さん一人しかいなかった。
I was a little disappointed, just one student. But later on, I understood God's plan with that.
でも後でそれが神のご計画だと分かりました。
She was a young lady.
とても素敵な女性で。
And everything was going good for her.
まあ、彼女の人生は全部うまくいけたんですね。
She had a real good job. I think it was an executive secretary.
とてもいい仕事について。
She did modeling.
モデリングもやってて。
And she was engaged to get married.
して、婚約してこれから結婚する予定だ。
But when I started to do the drawings for her, showing,
少しそういう簡単な絵を描こうとしたら、
showing her that, you know, we try to reach God, that there's a barrier between us and God because God is holy.
まあ、人と神との間にそういう罪という壁があると説明しました。
Our sin causes a barrier because sin cannot come in the presence of the holy God.
まあ、罪というとね、心の悪とかこの間違った態度全部含まれているんですけども、それがやっぱり壁となります。
And so people try to reach God through philosophies,
宗教を通して、
trying to live a good life, to be good,
いい人間になろうとしている人を通して、
through religions,
また宗教、
through doing good works,
良い行いによって、
but they'll never reach God because we have sin.
でも人間はそういう悪い部分、そういう罪があるので、自分の力だけで神様に届けられない。
And then I explained to her the existence of hell and of heaven, and that all sin has to be punished, and that all of us are sinners, and that we really need Jesus in our lives.
そして罪がどうしても刑罰が必要だと彼女に説明して、そして本当に一人一人がイエス様が必要だと説明しました。
And how we could not reach God, so then God came down to us through Jesus and made the only way to God. Jesus is the only way to God.
人間が神様のところに行くことできなかったので、神は人となって私たちのところに来て、十字架を通して神への唯一の道を備えました。
So I did those drawings for her, and she...
その絵を描いて、
And then she realized that she needed Jesus.
で、自分もその女性が、自分がイエス様が必要だと気づきました。
So there in the class, she kneeled down and received Jesus.
で、私たち二人でこの英会話のクラスのところで、二人ともひざまずいて祈ったんです。そして彼女がイエス様を受け入れました。
So then I understood why I only had one student, because we even kneeled down in class.
だから生徒さんが一人しかいなかった。そうじゃないと膝まずくこともできなかったんです。
So you guys can do this also, because here you, what you do is just little stick people, you know, a head and legs and arms.
簡単にその人のことをその書いて。
Once I was in the Amazon, way out in a village, and I had no tracks with me.
ある時ブラジルのアマゾンのずっと奥地の村にいたんですね。そこで何もトラクトがなかったんです。
And so I went to evangelize the teacher of one of the schools. And so I just made the track. I started drawing these drawings for her so that she would know the plan of salvation.
そしてある女性にそれを説明しようとしたら、もう用紙にそれ簡単に書いて彼女に見せたんです。
Often I would in the villages just make the drawings on the floor, on the ground.I would get a stick or a rock.
ではよくはそのスティックを使って 地面でそれを描いたんですね。
And then I would make it so that the people here were the people I was talking with.
そしていつもだからこれが誰々さんとかこれが誰々さんとか相手に話してるときに自分がここにいるというように説明した。
Like maybe this here would be Tim's son. This would be Christine, Becky. I would do that and talk to them and make the little stiffs and say, "This is so and so, the people I was talking with." So they could identify. So it's real easy for you to do. And the next one. And then here, you show that there's the hell and heaven, and this is the only way to receive God, and that each one has to make their own decision, and God wants everybody to make this decision. But I have found that most Christians don't explain the path to salvation to most people.
残念ながら多くのクリスチャンたちがこういう簡単な説明を人々に説明しないんです、ね。
Many times I've met people, they've been around Christians, but they don't know how to become a Christian.
だから多くの人たちが私があって、彼がこのクリスチャンたちの愛の知り合いがいるんだけども、でもどのようにイエス様を信じるのか、
So it's good to give tracts and it's good to talk about Jesus, but we need to explain to them how they can become a Christian. So it's three real simple steps. The first one.Is taking care of the sin problem. Acknowledging that we are a sinner and that only the blood of Jesus will wash away our sins. The second one is giving our life, is receiving Jesus as our Savior into our life.
自分の心に向かう。
And the third one is giving our life 100% to Jesus.
3番目は自分の人生を 100% イエス様に捧げる。
It's good to emphasize the 100%.
この 100% ということが大切です。
We had a boy, a young man working for us, and my dad was discipling him.
ある時ある青年が私に家庭に手伝ってた。
He had already received Jesus.
彼はもう以前イエス様を受け入れて。
However, something strange was happening at our house.
でも家の中でちょっと変なことがあったんですね。
My parents' money and their billfolds, the church's money and the billfolds.
まあ結局両親のお金とか教会のお金とか財布が消えていた。
Was disappearing from our house. And this happened different times. Then later on, we discovered it was that young man. So my dad asked him, "What happened? Why did you do that?" And he said, I didn't give my heart 100% to Jesus. So when we aren't 100% given over to Jesus, Satan will use one little thing in our life to mess it up.
結局 99% だけ捧げても、残ってるの 1% で悪魔が大きな邪魔をしてしまいます。
So when you go to win people, it's just three simple steps.
だから誰かをイエス様に導こうとするとこういう三つの簡単なステップです。
Take care of the problem of sin.
まず罪の問題を解決する。
Receive Jesus as your Savior.
を受け入れて。
And give your life 100% to Him.
そして自分の人生を 100% イエス様に捧げる。
From now on, I'm going to do God's will in my life.
これ以上 あの、イエス様だけの御心を行います。
And then the miracle takes place.
そうすると大きな奇跡が起こされる。
We need to explain to people that everybody is a creature made by God.
人々に説明するときにこのように説明すればいいですね。
But the...But his children, God's children, that he so tenderly takes care of, are only those who do these three steps.
しかし神様とのその親子関係が回復するためにやっぱりこの3つのステップを踏まないといけないです。
And explain to people also that they can do this by themselves.
そしてあの説明しているときにもちろんその人が一人だけで自分だけで自分の部屋のときに この3つのポイントを祈ることができます。
Because these three steps here are the same steps you use when you pray with them.
説明するときも祈るときも同じ3つのステップですね。
And they are just going to enter into the kingdom of God as little babies.
そしてこの3つのステップを踏めばもう神の国に赤ん坊として入ることができ
る。So we need to pray and let them repeat with us from their heart.
だからあのチャンスがあるときに一緒に祈ってあの繰り返してもらいます。
This morning at our first service there was a young lady who received Jesus.
今朝の第一の礼拝のときにあの初めて来た女性が青年その若い女性がイエス様を受け入れました。
She had already been to some Christian churches.
何回か教会にいたことあったんですけども。
But probably nobody had explained to her carefully how she could become a Christian and asked her, "Would you like to pray and ask Jesus in your heart?"
でも多分今までは誰もあの簡単にその説明したことなかったので。だから彼女がそういう機会がまだなかったんで、キリストを受け入れる機会はなかったんです。
So I asked her, she wanted it.
そして彼女にあのイエス様を受け入れたいと聞いたら受け入れたいと言ったんです。
If people don't receive, don't feel bad. You did your job. At least then God won't require the blood of that person from you.
もしあの人々があのその時に受け入れなくても、でも自分の責任がとにかく果たしたんです。
You understand, huh? It's a responsibility and a privilege to evangelize. And we can make it even a little easier. And boil it down to two steps. The first one, taking care of the sin problem.
罪の問題を、ね、神様に罪を許してもらう。
And the second one is an eternal marriage with God.
2番目はこの、まあ、神様とその結婚するんですね。
Because you're receiving Jesus and you're giving yourself to Jesus.
キリストを受け入れて自分もキリストに捧げているんですから、この結婚のようなものに比べられるんです。
So you see, to evangelize is easy, right?It's easy, right? Right? So, okay, now we have a challenge for the new year for you and for me. What is it? First of all, this is the same homework that my dad gave to his Bible students.
ブラジルで父があの人々と一緒に聖書を勉強したときにいつもこの同じ2つのチャレンジをいつも与えたんですね。
Okay, so every day in 2018,
2018年毎日
going to read one chapter a day.
一日を聖書の一章を読む。
Of the Bible.
聖書の一章を読むというあの。
And secondly,You're going to evangelize using those three steps to at least one person per week, every week.
毎週少なくとも一人にその3つのステップをのあの福音を使ってこの福音を説明する。
This morning there was a lady here also that I had one for Jesus, and she says, "Yeah, I've got homework now."
ある女性が以前一緒にあの彼女と祈って彼女もイエス様を受け入れたんですけども、で彼女も言ったんですね。じゃあ今はその宿題をもらいましたと言った。
This is for all of you, all of you, all of you, everybody here. everybody. This is a challenge for everybody, for me too.
And
you know, when Dad gave us this challenge every week, I would always be talking about Jesus, giving out tracts, but I wouldn't always explain to them how they could become a Christian. And then, oh, it's going to be Sunday and I haven't done it yet. So it's every week we tell these three steps to at least one person. This is your homework and mine. Okay, if we do this, then what will happen? We will do it through prayer. We only can do it if we are connected with God. And let Him do it through us. In love and in perseverance. Not giving up on people. And if we do that, what will we be doing? Our life will count for Jesus because we will be changing the destiny of people. Instead of them going to eternal hell, they will be going to eternal heaven. And they will be getting a new life. A new life in Jesus. The old life will go away. This is what you will be doing. This is what you will be doing in helping people. And the best thing of all is you'll begin the year of 2018 walking with God. So who wants to make their life count for God now? So let's fulfill these two challenges. Read one chapter a day. And every week, give out a lot of tracts. Here, this church has tracts that can help you to evangelize. But then explain those three easy steps to at least one person every week. Amen? So let's just go over those three little steps. There might be somebody here today that doesn't have Jesus yet. And your destiny isn't heaven. But you can have the best life possible now and eternal life forever. So first of all, you need to repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to take away all of your sins with His blood. The second, receive Jesus as your Savior. And third, give your life 100% to Him. So if there's somebody here that would like to do that, we want you to come up here in front after the meeting.
And if
Anybody here would like to receive prayer for healing, for any miracle or problems, solving solutions for problems in your family, anything that you would like, we want you to come up after the meeting to receive prayer.
あの誰か他の人のために祈ってほしいなら終わったらどうぞ前の方に来て
And I just have something to say about the finances of missions, is that you've got work in Indonesia, in Lampung. And also I'm going to Africa where the people are very poor. And Philippians 4:19 says that God will supply all your needs in Jesus. And this promise was for people who help missions. So probably next time I come here to Japan, I will be coming from Africa. And I'm going under the covering of this church. Because Tim and Christine are my disciples. And so when I come back, I want to hear your stories about your evangelization here. So, be sure and not leave that door without the decision that you're going to do those two things. Read one chapter every day and talk to one person at least every week on the explaining the path of salvation. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 最後のそのメッセージの最後に